Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Vikings get back to 500 with a big 27-24 win in Detroit against the Lions, and they now host the Ravens this Sunday. Ravens coming at 3-5, and let's find out a little bit more about the Vikings as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Kevin Seifert covers the Vikings for ESPN and joins us now. And Kevin, thanks as always for jumping on with us. We appreciate it. So how good is this Vikings team as the Ravens come to town Sunday?
Well, the Ravens are hitting them when they're at their best for the entire season so far. They have really, I'd say the first, six, seven games just had a really tough schedule, starting off with two primetime games and then going on a 10-day trip to Europe that I think they'll never want to go on again. Losing J.J. McCarthy for five games, having injuries across the offensive line, across their defense. And basically everybody got healthy at the same time. And that was a big reason why they were able to go to Detroit and upset them. The Lions, I think the spread was 9.5. It was the biggest underdog that a Kevin O'Connell team had ever been since he got to Minnesota. So that kind of speaks to the level of faith that a lot of people had or lack of faith that people had in them prior to that game. But they got healthy. Most of those guys came out fine, and they'll be healthy again for the most part on Sunday against the Ravens.
I mean, obviously the quarterback is still in a developmental mode, and the box score is not going to wow you, but he plays with so much energy and so much passion. It seemed like they fed off that energy to me in that game. And even if they did, Kevin, wait a little longer, just, because Wentz is more experienced and, maybe McCarthy could have played a week sooner, maybe he couldn't have. But it seemed like he had a fury in him that they just unleashed. And now everybody probably feels like we've got a second leash on our season.
Yeah, I mean, if they had lost that game, I would say that it would be time to start thinking about the draft and other things. When you look at the NFC North and being a few games behind already as it is and following another game, like that would have been a real tough hurdle to overcome. But I think there's at least a sense, their whole theory of the case for this season was that they thought they could build a good enough roster around the quarterback that they could basically support a guy who's going to be developing in real time. J.J. McCarthy did not throw very often in Michigan. Yep. That was well documented. He was the youngest quarterback of that class last year. He didn't get to practice at all because he was on injury reserve from the start of the season as a rookie. And so he was super inexperienced, super green, super in need of reps, when this season began. And so I'm sure he was, a lot of people were impatient during that 5-game, 6-week stretch where he did not play. But I think that the bottom line is the Vikings didn't think he was equipped to be able to function and succeed when he was also trying to compensate for an ankle that was less than 100%. So that's really the reason they waited. And I think, the game Sunday showed the benefits of that. He was able to use his mobility. He outran a couple guys that a lot of us didn't think he would necessarily be able to outrun, Alex Anzalone and Brian Branch, to the end zone on a scramble for a touchdown. And he was able to, to do his lower body footwork without worrying about whether he could push off confidently from that back foot. And so it made a lot of sense. They just need to keep, as he continues to play, like, their defense is still going to have to be what supports them. They're going to have to get a lot of elite, pass catching from the Justin Jeffersons and Jordan Addisons of the world and a lot of other things around him in order for them to succeed. And that was sort of their team building idea as they entered this year.
Kevin, there were a ton of positives to come out of that game for Minnesota, obviously, but an area in which they struggled up front, the Lions got 18 pressures, 5 sacks on J.J. McCarthy. Was that more of the young quarterback holding the ball too long, or were they just getting whipped up front?
No, they weren't getting whipped. This was the first game. They haven't had a single game this year where their 5 designated starting offensive linemen had played together. But I believe this was the first game where even 4 of the 5 had played together. So they were able to get that. And I think the pass protection was good enough. One of the things with J.J. McCarthy and probably a lot of young quarterbacks is that he has held the ball a lot. He's not necessarily struggling to process. I think he's just kind of struggling to decide / maybe not quite as confident throwing with anticipation in some cases that he will be as he gets older. And so he's averaged over 3 seconds before throwing the ball in each of his 3 starts. And that's very much on the high side. I think he's 3rd highest in the league at this point for anybody who's thrown more than a few passes. And so that's certainly something that I'm sure the Ravens are aware of and something that, he'll probably get better at over time. But right now, as a 22-year-old, first time starter with 3 whole starts under his belt, he's not the most efficient pocket guy quite yet.
Talking with Kevin Siepert, Inside Access here on The Fan. Last segment, we played some Kevin O'Connell cuts, and he spoke glowingly about the Ravens' defense, and that's what coaches do. I'm just curious, because we're close to it, your view from 30,000 feet, what do you think of this defense as the Vikings head into this matchup?
I think that the Hamilton play has been very interesting, because he's been a guy that a lot of people in Minnesota have kept an eye on, because if you go back to that 2022 draft, the Vikings had the number 12 pick and a lot of people wanted them to take him, and they ended up trading down and taking another safety that's no longer in the NFL. And so people have very much followed his career and know how good he is. And Kevin O'Connell, I know, talked about the cornerbacks being pretty high end. And so I think they go into this knowing that, that it's a good defense, but also like their offense has not really put it together really for any game this year, start to finish. And that's largely because of all the injuries and especially the changes at quarterback. And so, I think they're kind of in a mode where a lot of their work right now is just trying to tighten up and get themselves more efficient, no matter what defense they're facing.
Well, we know the Vikings' defensive identity is blitz, 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 and we're obviously, anybody who follows this league even a little bit is aware of Brian Flores' blitz rate. He's had one game where Lamar eviscerated him, and he's had another game where he eviscerated Lamar. Lamar's grown a lot since that game in Miami on a Thursday night a few years back, where he brought 6 and 7 all the time, and the Ravens had no answer for it. Blitzing Lamar these days is a dangerous proposition. Do you think he changes his spots at all for this one, knowing the Ravens do have offensive line issues, knowing what happens when you blitz Lamar and you don't get home, and getting, some key pieces back on defense himself who can probably win some individual battles?
Yeah, Brian Flores still blitzes a lot relative to the rest of the league, but not as much as he did, I don't think, in Miami. He's in like the 30%, or sometimes in the low 40s. Like, there'd be, when he first got here in Minnesota, there was some games where he was like 80%, yeah. and that was wild and nuts, and that was too much. But he was just sort of experimenting, and so a lot of what they're doing now is, you know, especially they have a very veteran defensive front, you know, with Andrew Van Ginkel yes. now back at one linebacker, and Jonathan Grenard on the other side, and they signed Jonathan Allen and Javon Hargrave. So a lot of guys who play a lot of football and understand a lot of the nuances of the games that you can run up front and the way you can create lanes for blitzing linebackers. And so I don't think, you know, the Brian Flores' defense is just a straight blitzing defense anymore. There's some of that. There's some of, you know, but a lot more of the simulated blitzes mm-hmm. and a lot more of seeing Harrison Smith up at the line and then like a second before the snap sprinting 25 yards back and then changing the entire coverage. And so what they really are built on now is trying to give the impression that they're in one particular defense and then often at least making you try to guess as to whether they're going to stay in it. Is that what they really are in? Are they about to change it at the, you know, in conjunction with the snap? Or is it what they're actually going to run and try to create confusion? And that works a lot better against some of the younger, less experienced quarterbacks. You know, Jake Browning, you know, really struggled with it. Caleb Williams, I think, struggled with it in the first game of the year. Some of the guys that have been around longer, the Jalen Hurts of the world and the Aaron Rodgers and the Lamar Jacksons, I think are more used to at least the idea of what the different possibilities could be. And so I'll be interested to see how much he tries to do that. But it feels like he tries to do that more often than just kind of straight blitzing like he used to.
Hey, Kevin, before we let you go, I got to ask you about Carson Wentz's last game, because we talked a lot about it afterwards here on the show. That's just like he looked seriously injured, yet he never came out of the game. It seemed like every time he was touched, he doubled over. And then I think there was a 4th and 10, and they were down 31-10, and he got crushed on a corner blitz. Like, why was he still in that football game?
Well, you know, they looked at it as a couple different things. One is he didn't ask out. And so as callous as that probably sounds, I think that's a more frequent situation than, you know, that you have in the NFL, is that players generally don't want to leave the game. And so he had said afterwards, and he said a couple days later, that these were the first meaningful games that he'd ever played or that he played, you know, since he left Philadelphia. And so, or at least Washington, and he didn't want to lose any of those opportunities. He knew J.J. McCarthy was going to eventually come back, and he wanted to keep playing. Kevin O'Connell talked about how he didn't mention this specifically, but a few years ago they were down like 33-0 to the Colts, and they came back for a victory. It wasn't in the fourth quarter that they were down by that much, but you know, he talked about, I think he said that, you know, there's some teams who have a different idea of what being out of a game is than what we do, and he said that if a player is going to tell him that he wants to keep playing and he's a veteran player and understands the injury that he has, then he feels obligated to honor that request. I think, you know, a reasonable person could say that at least that series that you're talking about, he probably didn't need to be out there. And you know, the only other quarterback, you know, the two quarterbacks they had available were an undrafted rookie named Max Brosmer and McCarthy, who was the emergency third, and they didn't want to play. And so you could say that maybe they could have had a better option at number two if they didn't want to put the undrafted rookie out there in that situation. But ultimately, it's, you know, football is a cruel and brutal game, and they left it in Carson Wentz's hands, and he didn't ask out, and nobody felt compelled from a moral standpoint to put him out of his misery.
Kevin Seifert, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we take a look at the AFC North and what they did or didn't do at the trade deadline. What do we think about Cleveland, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and the moves they made or moves they could have made? It's Northern Exposure next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe.
That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's here on the Fan. Before we get into the segment, 410-583-1057, you can win 2 tickets to 5 Seconds of Summer. That's June 7th at CFG Bank Arena. 410-583-1057. Win 2 tickets to see 5 Seconds of Summer at CFG Bank Arena this coming June. The AFC North, relatively quiet. We thought that the Bengals were going to maybe make a play to move on from Trey Hendrickson. All they really did is trade Logan Wilson, who they had benched. Let's start with them. Surprised they didn't do more, Jason?
Yeah, I am. Very not very forward-thinking, which, again, that's Mike Brown. Not very adventurous, not really fully grasping the weight of the situation and looking at it as an opportunity to get ahead of 2026 and what has clearly been a lost 2025 for them. Pretty bizarre. A lot of GMs thought they were going to move Trey Hendrickson.
Was that asking price just so astronomical that?
Yeah, I mean, clearly, at the end of the day, even I think what Duke Tobin was conveying to some teams ended up, when he has to run it by the old man for final approval, not wetting his whistle enough. I'm sure he saw what the Jets did and looked at that as a chance to try to tread in those waters. The difference is this guy's at a different stage of his career than some of those dudes.
And he's a rental.
This guy's a complete and pure rental. This guy's been, whatever you want to say about the injury report and whether he's jaking it or they're letting him jake it, he's been on the injury report like crazy. And in the middle of the season, you're not going to be able to fly in and get a physical done before this thing. Like, I just think he misread the situation. He could have done really well. Was he going to hit a grand slam like Sauce Gardner or Quinnen Williams? No, he wasn't. Look, the Steelers, I'm really surprised they added nothing. I'm very surprised.
Got Kyle Duggar.
But that's where I'm at, Jason. It goes back to the offseason. I just don't understand how they're handling this. You're all in, but you're not. And you have all these picks next year. Yeah, they have 12 projected picks, I think 3 in the third round, which is awesome. But Aaron Rodgers is a win-now move. DK Metcalf is a win-now move. Like, they're trying to both sides this thing. And all it does is it keeps them where they've been the last 10 years, and that's stuck in the middle.
But Jason, and we touched on this a little bit yesterday, it's the Roonies, and they this is.
Well, I mean, I don't know. They've done a lot of things differently. I mean,
Omar's tried to be more progressive.
Omar has been a hell of a lot more aggressive than Kevin Colter.
Yes. You know, I thought they would have added a depth defensive lineman, but then you also look at the league and say, well, from an interior standpoint, outside of Mazie Smith, which was a bust, sort of incorporated into a larger trade.
Quinn and Williams, he was part of that.
So you got on one end, you got a guy who was a throw in.
Yes.
And you got the other end, you got a guy who there's no way, they're not trading. They don't they think Derek Harmon's going to come along. Like, they think if they got another guy, they could keep Hayward on more of a pitch count and help him out. They're not trying to get a $30 million D tackle.
Sure.
So between there, I didn't see a whole lot. There didn't seem to be a whole lot of middle ground between the bust first rounder who's a throw-in and the Quinn and Williams blockbuster. So, obviously, making moves on the margins there proved to be more difficult. There was sticker shock involved, definitely, in some of these conversations. You know, the wide receiver thing, like, I think they would have liked to get Jacoby Myers. They're a pretty decent price.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big price for Jacoby Myers.
Yes. It's a 4 and a 5, and he's a rental, correct?
Yes. So it's like, okay, how much better is that going to be than
Roman Wilson?
Well,
then, or Calvin Austin? But
if didn't they just bring in
Marcus Valdez-Scantling?
Yes. They just brought in Rodgers, boy.
Yeah.
So I think that's what was going on there. Look, I mean, is there a world that exists where Garrett Wilson is traded too? I think that. That was being discussed, but were they going to do that right after doing DK Metcalf? No, they're not. I mean,
he just got a big deal. Yeah.
They're paying him $30 million per year, but getting someone like a Myers, because let's face it, if DK had to miss significant time, that offense is in trouble.
So we touched on Pittsburgh and we touched on Cincinnati. I was on Cleveland radio this morning, and the hosts that I talked to were a little disappointed that Cleveland didn't sell some pieces because they're so bad. You know, they made the Joe Tryon trade to the Bears. That's it for a sixth or whatever. What about the Browns?
I thought they would have moved Betonio. I thought they might have moved the defensive back. I know they made one swap already, corner for corner. But, you know, people had some interest in their players.
Njoku, I think.
Yeah. And I mean, he's been beat up. I don't know about the, you know, how much the health might have had to do with that. I mean, they stink. We all know they stink offensively. But what are they? A game and a half?
Yeah. Dare to dream.
I mean, and they're sitting there saying the same thing. Because there haven't been a lot of games played within this division yet, they could sit there and say, well, look, if we win our division games, we're right there.
Yeah.
If Dylan Gabriel leads the Browns to the playoffs, I'll get the procedure I had yesterday again.
Oh, wow.
that's $3. That's the faith.
$3, no waiting.
Yes. Dylan Gabriel ain't taking him anywhere.
No, he's not. But at some point, they'll see what Zappe can do, and then Sanders. And do I think any of them are going to do anything much? Probably not.
Watson?
I don't know about that. You risk him getting hurt again. I mean, I just think that's going to be some sort of settlement at some point.
Oh, man. That could be fun. Him playing for them in December. Alas, back to the Orioles. And they have a new manager, Craig Albernaz. He met with the media earlier this week. What's Ryan Ripken think of the new skipper? We'll talk to our buddy from BBT next here on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Orioles new skipper Craig Albert has met with the media earlier this week. We'll hear more from him coming up in about 15 minutes. But let's head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Our friend Ryan Ripken, part of our BBT coverage. And BBT will be back before you know it. The calendar's funny in that way. As the Orioles announced their spring training games just today. Alas, Ryan Ripken joins us now. And Ryan, thank you as always for your time. So what are your first impressions of Craig Albert?
Well, happy Wednesday. Yeah, I guess this is the end of baseball season. You are right, Ken, in the blink of an eye. Spring training's here, and then we're doing it all over again with a new skip. You know, and Craig Albernez, I'm really excited about what he's going to bring to the table. You know, I understand the hire for a lot of people could bring some questions because the biggest thing that fans fear is, are you going to be able to have someone that's going to create a presence that's going to take this young group to the next level? But I do think Craig has the skill set to do it. You know, I always think the biggest compliments you get are from your peers. You know, and hearing what Stephen Vogt, who I think is one of the best managers in the game with the Guardians, hearing him sing his praises, everyone that's worked with Craig has had nothing but great things to say, and that he was waiting for the right opportunity. So I thought he said the right things. I'm glad he's excited. And then once that kind of dies down over the next couple days, then you go to work to figure out what your roster is going to look like. And then more importantly, and we're not going to know this answer, but how does this team look when opening day starts in 2026, right? Like, that's truly going to be what we're going to see. But So far, I'm excited to see what the Albernez era is going to look like here in Baltimore.
We also got to hear from David Rubenstein for the first time in a while, and he was asked to address Mike Elias's promotion to president of baseball ops. Why did it happen before the year? And we're just finding out about it through reports in September. What did you think of Rubenstein's response to that? And could this organization benefit from more transparency, Ryan?
You know, when, you know, correct me if I'm wrong with the paraphrasing of it for those that didn't hear the comments, but David was essentially saying, you know, Mike doesn't like to talk. Mike Elias doesn't like
to talk. He said he's shy.
Promotion. Yeah. Shy. So we kept it, you know, we didn't want to announce it. It's like, well, okay, Mike doesn't have to announce it, but you guys should. You know, like, I think the organization, yes, be more transparent with your fan base. And I understand you don't want to, you know, draw attention away, but the biggest thing moving forward and what has been fans' fears in Baltimore over the years is just feeling like they belong in this conversation. Not that they have to make the choices, but they want to feel that they are a part of this with this team, with this city. And so that is something I think the team could help. I mean, we know, you know, it's a fine line of saying too much, because we've seen with organizations and front offices, I mean, heck, I mean, it's football season. And how many times do you see Jerry Jones out there in the public? Yes, he is the general manager as well and calling the shots, but it's never good when you have too much conversation. But I think for the Baltimore Orioles, yeah, when there are moves that need to be talked about, when moves have happened and you have to have accountability and responsibility, the best thing is to be transparent and get out in front. And I think that the fans, whether things are good or bad, will respond well and respect that.
Anything else that just sort of caught your attention, you thought was noteworthy, caught you by surprise, good, bad, or indifferent, about our introduction to the Orioles' new skipper?
I mean, I don't – nothing in particular. I'm sure a lot of people can dissect it. Well, let me ask you, I mean, is there something on your mind?
No, I mean – well, I think if there was any confusion or mystery as to mm-hmm. whether this skipper was going to have much of a say on who the players are or input in the groceries or what the profile of his team would look like from a personnel standpoint, I think we got our answer.
Yeah, I mean, what I try to give the benefit of this is – you know, not going off of what's going to happen in the presser and what the feeling could be with how the roster construction will or can be. I want to see what actually happens now over the next month or two, you know, and then I want to see how he's going to implement Craig Albernaz. I mean, mm-hmm. how he is going to then implement that, because that's really the true sign of it. And you guys all know this and how things are. Management is going to bring in players that they believe best fit. Now, I hope in this conversation, though, that the front office takes into account who your manager likes, and not that they need to take into account what all the players want, because the players are going to have a biased opinion, mm-hmm. but you need to see who's going to fit in your locker room and who's going to fit in to help you take the next step. You know, a conversation we can have for another time. That part right there, I think, was undervalued. We talk so much, or I do at least, about the human aspect of the game, mm-hmm. creating a culture and environment, and that's something that metrics and data can't always quantify, right? So I'm just really curious with that, but I'm going to give the benefit here until we see what the roster is. And you know, it's not the answer people want, but you got to, now the managerial decision's been made, see what Craig can do, but we're not going to really see what he can do, you know, until we're in the midsummer and seeing where this Orioles team's at.
Well, let's finish with that, Ryan. And David Rubenstein was asked about the roster and how much mm-hmm. they can spend. And he said there are no financial constraints. Now, he said something similar a year ago, and they answered with Charlie Morton and Tyler O'Neill and Tamayuki Sagano. Are your expectations that they're going to go out this offseason and make real moves in free agency?
I would be surprised if they're not aggressive. You know, I'll just put it that way. I would be shocked if they're not aggressive. Now, being aggressive doesn't mean you go and spend top dollar for who you view as the top pitcher or overspending, because this free agent class is interesting. You know, last year there was a few arms that you said, surefire, you're going to want to spend, you know, Max Fried, Corbin Burns, Blake Snell. You knew was going to get this dough. But then you're looking at guys like Dylan Cease and Zach Gallen coming off of up and down, or for Zach Gallen's case, his worst career year. Teams are going to spend more, but maybe you take a calculated risk. There's the Framber Valdez connection there. Regardless of what they do, it could be the trade market. you can't get burned again. And what I mean by that is last year, for the decisions of you thought the price was too high to bring a pitcher in, which that's a validated understanding, then you have to have depth. And what happened last year? The Orioles ran out of depth. And we can say pitching injuries, bad luck. No one wants to hear about bad luck. No one wants to hear about injuries because injuries are going to happen. And that's where your farm system has to help you out, or you have to go get so much depth out there that you don't run into that problem. So when I talk about being aggressive, how do you feel like you can't get burned again like you did in 2025? Because if you do, man, if we thought the seat was hot this past year, it's only going to heat up if this Orioles team goes out and does not play well in 2026.
Ryan Ripken, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys. See ya.
Coming up next, we have the Hot Corner. And let's hear more. We didn't hear much from Craig Albernaz yet. Let's hear some more from what he had to say at this press conference as we hit the Hot Corner next here on The Fan.
I think if you watch the game of baseball, you have to have a diverse offense. I mean, I think anyone would want any of their teams to go out and hit 10 home runs a night. You can sign me up for that. But like I said, this is a hard game. So for us, we have to be a diverse offense. You know, we have to do the little things right. You know, when guys are struggling or going through a little rut, like, you have to find a way to keep the line moving and be productive for your team and for the organization. So that's something we're going to preach.
That's Craig Albernaz, new manager of the Baltimore Orioles, and to doing the little things right. That is something the Orioles were not successful in doing the last year plus.
I'm going to be real interested to see how much of this sort of culture and ethos and little engine that could spirit of the Guardians and Guards ball plays into these guys. That's a Guardians team that, you know, the Naylor trade before the season, there's a lot of things that could have happened that could have killed their mojo. You know, people get hurt and all that. You trade a guy, team's cleanup hitter or number three hitter before the season in a salary dump, and then you take a gold glove caliber infielder and get rid of him too for financial reasons. I've seen Orioles teams roll over with a whole lot less than that. And them to fight and to do the little things and to play incredibly clean ball and to run themselves into innings, not out of innings, and to overcome. I mean, that lineup had like two guys, 1.5 guys who were above league average in OPS for the season. And they kept finding, and don't tell me that the pitching was unbelievable either, because Gavin Williams had a slow start, and they had a lot of injuries to the pitching staff. And
Class A.
Yeah, and then they had, and then Lou Ortiz and Class A are thrown off the team for gambling in a pennant race that nobody thought was going to be a pennant race, because everybody thought the Tigers were going to run away with the division. But no, the Guardians almost caught them. Like,
I think they did.
Or did catch them in the end. So, yeah, I hope he brings some of that with him. I'm not sure that you can have a heart transplant, but we'll see.
Well, it's something you brought up a ton during last season is, where the heck was the Oriole way? You get guys throwing to the wrong base. Jackson Holliday doesn't know how to run the bases. And just all of these miscues that add up, and they end up leading to several losses.
More from Craig Albernaz. What about the talent currently on the Orioles roster?
The talent just jumps right out at you. I mean, even playing them this year, like, yeah, it was a down year, a lot of injuries, but the talent up and down the roster is impressive. And when you have a group of young players that get to the big leagues and have success, like in 23, and they have a rough 25, like, it's really tough to curate that adversity for young players to go through. And so for them to have it happen on the biggest stage, again, dealing with the injuries, you know, I wouldn't say poor performance, but, you know, they could perform better in their eyes. So it's great to see that the work they put in this offseason to come out next year and really take on that challenge.
Should be noted, he turned down other jobs, and he thought this was the right job for what it's worth. Now, he's going to speak glowingly about the guys on the team because he's now their manager.
Well, yeah, I mean, in terms of the getting the adversity out of their system, yeah, that's true. They've been through individual and collective. I just don't want to, like, I don't want to hear how young they are anymore, because they're really not that young.
They're not.
Like, they're not. Like, even Jackson Holliday's now had like 1.75 major league seasons. Like, I know his age is young, but like, and he's just a second baseman. And if you do your lineup the right way, he's probably batting 8th or 9th. Well, so like, the core of this team, in so much as they have a core, Yes, they're short on veteran experience. They're short on guys who've done a damn thing in the playoffs, but they are not. They are not an exceedingly young team.
Well, and I think it was Jake Calvin-Meyer pointed out on Monday, Adley's entering his age 27 season. Like, dude, it's go time. It's not how young you are and inexperienced you are at this point.
Craig Albernaz speaking to the media, why the timing felt right to take this job.
You know, last year was more to do with where I was at, right, in Cleveland. Just being around, obviously, one of your good friends and learning in Cleveland, and also, you know, being around their front office and learning more. You know, I think at that point in time, you know, I felt like I was ready, but, you know, deep down, you're just kind of like, when you want to take that next step, you know, it's a big job. And I want to make sure that whatever organization I go to, I was, like, really ready to jump in and dive in. And, you know, going through the process, you know, with Mike and meeting David and the rest of the team in the front office, it was, to me, it was an easy decision.
Shout out for Gigi speaking during that. So we know he turned down the Marlins and White Sox a year ago, and we also know that he was coveted in this cycle. But he felt the time was right, and he mentioned his relationship with Stephen Vogt. Stephen Vogt was there Monday for the presser, which says a lot about their relationship.
It absolutely does. I'm sure that Vogt will remain a big sounding board for him. And again, I'm hopeful that some of the energy and passion and fight that this Guardians team has displayed under 2 years of Vogt, I hope some of that is transferable. We'll see.
You want to hear one more from Craig?
Sure.
It talks about keeping the clubhouse loose and fun.
It's funny, when I first started coaching in the minor leagues, I remember talking to my wife Genevieve of, like, now that I'm a coach, do I have to change who I am? Do I have to change the music I listen to? And it was just a joke and laughing, but I'm just going to be me. That's all I know. You know, players want to know who's in their corner that's authentic and real. And they need a sounding board and someone that they can talk to. And, like, yeah, tough conversations always happen. Like, it's a part of the game. I'm not scared to have a tough conversation, do it all the time. But when it comes from a place of truth and a place of care and love, like, you have to have those tough conversations. And, like, Joe Maddon said it, you know, years ago, that you tell a player the truth, he might be mad at you for a day. If you lie to him, you lost him forever. So that's something where we have to be truthful and honest. But also, yeah, I'm going to keep it loose. It's baseball. You know, with each other, 162 games for the season. We're with each other more than our families. And it's baseball. And guys play at the best when they're having fun and just playing the kids' game.
Could there be some tough conversations upcoming with one Adley Rutschman, maybe even a Colton Cowser if he's still here when they get to spring training?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be him with that from the giddy up. You know what I mean? I think he's going to come in. It's going to be a blank slate for everybody. And then their body of work. Well, I don't know how short of a fuse he'll have. Yeah. Maybe certain things that guys have a history of doing. If he sees it bleed in, he'll think he has to nip it in the bud. Maybe other things, it's a longer leash. Don't worry. They play this April or next April and May like they did last April and May. Plenty of people be finding out exactly where they stand.
Yeah. Coming up next, we get to the Ravens, and the trade deadline has passed. What do we think about what they did, what they could have done, what they didn't do? We reset the deadline next here on The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like.
Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.